Welcome to Food and Life Freedom, the podcast that helps you heal your relationship with food and body. Today, we are exploring diet culture, what it is, the six most common lies we are told, and how we can start rejecting diet culture. I'm Emma Townsend, a UK registered dietitian and a certified intuitive eating counselor. I support clients to stop stressing over food rules and to naturally eat in a way that supports their body and mind. This episode is brought to you by Reclaiming Your Food Freedom, an online course that brings you all the tools and support you need for a healthy relationship with food and body. To learn more about how you can reclaim your food freedom, head to foodlifefreedom.com. And because we are all unique, this episode cannot offer personalized advice. So please use this as an opportunity to learn and explore. But if something does not feel right for you, then it's not meant for your unique self. And if you have any health concerns, please seek personalized support from a registered healthcare provider. So let's dive straight into this episode on diet culture. Principle one of intuitive eating is rejecting the diet mentality. What I often see, though, is people thinking, well, I'm not on a diet and I don't want to go on a diet. So this principle is not for me. I can skip it. But rejecting the diet mentality goes much beyond stopping dieting. It's about rejecting diet culture as a whole, such as the beliefs we hold about food and bodies. And no matter whether we are officially dieting or not, diet culture really does affect all of us. Diet culture is the system of food and body beliefs that are normalized in our world. So we live within a world, a culture, that gives us certain messages about food and bodies, and then reinforces these messages through all aspects of our world. Because these messages are so dominant since we are children, we come to internalize these messages as truth. They become our beliefs about food and bodies, and then we reinforce them through our own interactions with people as well. The dominant messages in our culture about food and bodies are that being thin is good and being fat is bad. And what you eat makes you a morally good or morally bad person. This is diet culture. At its core, diet culture, or the world we live in, promotes food restriction, obsession around food and exercise, engaging in risky or unhealthy behaviors to avoid fatness, and it stigmatizes people based on body size. It also creates anxiety about the social, physical, and romantic consequences of failing to achieve thinness or muscularity, or not being seen to eat clean or healthy or perfectly. So let's explore what diet culture looks like in our world. Diet culture really is everywhere. It sends us these messages via marketing, creating these ideals about bodies or eating, this competition between us, just general conversation, public spaces, fitness spaces, healthcare practices, and much more. The messages are both subtle and really obvious. So some really obvious diet culture messages can look like teasing, bullying, fat jokes being normalized in conversation, in TV shows, and in movies. Discrimination based on body size is also very common in healthcare, in which people can be denied certain surgery or treatment due to body size alone. And those in larger bodies are shown to, on average, be on lower salaries. It also shows up in many subtle ways everywhere. For example, public seating not being appropriate for all bodies, and therefore public spaces not being welcoming to all bodies. Fitness spaces also not accommodating all bodies and abilities, and or the weight loss and body shaming messages that really just abound in these spaces. Clothes stores not carrying clothes in larger sizes. Maybe colleagues talking about how many calories they eat or how they will, quote unquote, make up for the office birthday cake. Parents talking about their stomachs not being in shape in front of their children. Food being labeled as guilt-free, calories being displayed on restaurant menus, and the list can go on. Our diet culture normalizes disordered eating, stressing over food, and it normalizes hating our bodies. It also awards privilege to those who either comply with diet culture through dieting or are just genetically closer to diet culture's ideals. Diet culture makes us think these messages and inadequate services and spaces are just normal and something we have to live with and abide by. But diet culture is not normal and it's also not healthy. So principle one, rejecting the diet mentality, is about becoming aware of, critically unpacking, and not taking on diet culture's ideals around food and body. So here's six of the most common lies that diet culture tells us. Lie number one is diet culture worships thinness, or in recent times, maybe muscularity, and it promotes this as being healthier and a more valuable characteristic. But body diversity is completely normal, and celebrating diversity in body shapes and sizes is what is healthy. Trying to control our body to be smaller or more muscular than where it naturally sits when honoring our body's needs is not healthy. Number two is that diet culture tells us that weight loss is an achievement, that you're more worthy if you are even just trying to lose weight, which then keeps us trapped in a dieting cycle. But our worth is not attached to weight or body changes. Number three is that diet culture demonizes certain foods. It tells us there's good and bad foods and that we can be good or bad for the way we eat. But all foods fit in a healthy and balanced life. Lie number four is that diet culture says it's okay to oppress people who don't fit its narrow body ideals. And this leads to discrimination and inequality, both conscious and unconscious. Oppression based on body size is often deemed acceptable in our culture, but discrimination and inequality is never acceptable. Lie number five is that diet culture normalizes distrusting and hating our bodies. But your body is your most accurate and number one guide for healthy eating and getting your emotional and self-care needs met. So hating our bodies and distrusting our bodies will never achieve health, morality, or enable us to live a full life. And lie number six is that diet culture normalizes feeling guilt, shame, and fearing foods as just something that we have to do. It normalizes disordered eating, and it makes us feel we have to stay in a fight with food. But guilt and shame do not belong in eating, and we have absolutely no reason to fear food. It is just food. So how then does diet culture get away with spreading such hurtful and discriminatory messages? The messages often hide behind health, such as it's not healthy to be in a larger body, or it's not healthy to eat that type of food. But we can't tell someone's health by their body size, and no food is healthy or unhealthy in isolation. Someone's health is not at risk solely due to weight or solely due to the food they eat. But most importantly, there's no morality to health. For the most part, we cannot control our health, and no one should have to earn respect through health. Also, someone else's health is simply none of our business. Diet culture also makes these beliefs acceptable in our culture by telling us that body size is largely in our control. That if people want to be accepted, worthy, and healthy, all they have to do is just choose to lose weight. Although this is a common myth, it is not true at all. We have talked about why diets don't work for long-term weight loss on earlier podcasts. And in fact, our weight is shown to be as closely determined by our genetics as our height. But no matter whether we think someone can control their weight or not, it is still not a valid reason for discrimination, nor does body size make someone less worthy. So we need to reject diet culture. Diet culture does not have our health, our happiness, well-being, or romantic interests at heart. Adhering with diet culture does not actually lead to thinness, as our bodies will fight back against this restriction, with dieting more commonly leading to increased weight. But more importantly, it leads to increased anxiety, lower self-worth, less engagement in supportive activities, disordered eating and food stress, and just lower quality of life. Even if we have not consciously taken on diet culture beliefs and behaviors, we all carry some with us, and this can cause us harm. Diet culture takes our money, our time, our headspace, and our self-esteem, and in the process, it makes big businesses rich. By spreading messages that our worth, our value, and health lie in being thin or eating only particular foods means we're rushing out to buy products and services that promise just this. Many people profit from us believing we are not good enough as we are. The global market for weight loss and weight management diets in 2021 was valued at over $125 billion, or depending what sources you look at and what's included in these estimates, others estimate it's more like $276 billion in 2022 and growing fast each year. Either way, it's a lot for products purely focused on shrinking us that are shown to have a 95% failure rate and shown to worsen the health and well-being of the population. So how can we reject diet culture? Number one, we can start noticing and becoming aware of diet culture. Where do you see it and what purpose is it serving for you? When you notice diet culture messages, you may like to mentally place a label of diet culture so that you can create some separation between yourself and the diet culture messages. Number two is making your home diet culture free. Are there any changes you can make in your home to make it more supportive for you? So, what conversation do you have at home? How is food talked about? What messages are there about bodies? Are there foods maybe in your cupboard just because you feel you should eat them that you don't even enjoy? Is there any artwork, magazines, or diet books that encourage body or food shame? If you live with others, you may not have full autonomy over what's in your house, but there may be some changes that can be made to make your space safer. Number three is give yourself permission to let go of any message that does not feel supportive for you. No matter what, no matter whether this seems like a scientific message or not, if it's not supportive for you, then it's not helpful for you. And see if you can notice messages that do feel more supportive and then engage more with those messages. Number four is consider who benefits from you spending money on weight loss or diet foods. So from past experience, is it you who benefits? Where else could your time, your money, your headspace, and your energy be better served? What specific goals do you have that you can work directly towards? What holiday or activity do you want to do that you've been putting off? Number five is compassion and curiosity. Give yourself compassion for any uncomfortable eating behaviors, for any diets you've tried in the past, for your beliefs about bodies or food rules you hold on to, and see if you can bring some curiosity into these. What led to uncomfortable eating? Why did you diet and how did it really impact you? Where do your beliefs about food and body come from? And then number six is learning to trust and connect with your own body. Rejecting diet culture is powerful. But if we don't then learn how to eat and move and care for our bodies without these diet culture rules, we will likely not feel so great either. So learning to reconnect with and trust your body again will ensure that you can nourish and care for yourself in a way that feels good, both mentally and physically. And this is where the rest of the intuitive eating principles come in. If you have gotten something from this episode, do hit follow to see upcoming episodes and reach out on Instagram at food.life.freedom. to help more people eat without guilt and feel at peace in their body, leave a 5-star review and share with your community by clicking the 3-dot symbol at the bottom of the episode. For show notes and references, head to foodlifefreedom.com/podcast. And to learn how you can get personalized support, head to foodlifefreedom.com. See you next week.